Hello and welcome to this free guided visualization. First of all, a thank you to Laurel Thompson, who can be found at www.laurelthompson.com, for getting in touch with me and inspiring me to run this MP3 off for you. I hope you enjoy it. If you want some more information about my stuff, which is the Self-Hypnosis for Musicians CD or the Musicians Hypnosis iPhone app, or indeed if you're a drummer, the Drum Secrets iPhone app, then please visit my website, which is www.sambrown.co.uk. Okay, get ready, here we go. First of all, this isn't a hypnosis track. It's simply a guided visualization, which I can teach you to do quickly and easily. And once you've done it with me here now, you can do it all by yourself, wherever and whenever you like. It's probably not a good idea to do it whilst driving a car, or indeed whilst operating a chainsaw. So, before you get deeply absorbed into the little reverie that I've got lined up for you, it's important for you to be as comfortable as possible. You can choose to close your eyes now or in a minute. It works either way, because all I need you to do now is to monitor some of the feelings that your mind very cleverly has been filtering out of your awareness. For instance, turn your attention to the feeling of your left foot. You can monitor its temperature, the texture of your sock, the tightness of your shoe. Just drift your attention down to that foot to check how relaxed it really feels, and how that may feel different from the other foot as you move your attention there now. Is one foot pressing down more heavily than the other? Only you can know this. And your attention can move again. What about your hands? Which one is feeling more sensitive? What are the feelings and sensations that you can zoom into now? Is one finger more sensitive than the rest? Only you can know these things as you sit there, monitoring your experience and hearing my voice and relaxing as you breathe. And as you breathe, the air feels cooler on the way in than it does on the way out. That was something else you had been filtering out of your consciousness, hadn't you? Until now. And many people find that by focusing on their breathing, they forget to continue trying to relax, which is just as it should be, because relaxing is the opposite of effort, which is why we find it so easy to just drift off sometimes. Like in front of the TV when you're really, really tired. But don't completely let go yet, because I want you to see just how much fun it is to use your imagination to make you feel great for no reason. And I think that's a really good reason, don't you? And because this is all in your imagination, and because all your thoughts are just for you, you can be as childish and playful as you like, just like all children are. The more you play along with me now, the more fun you'll have, and the more you can learn here. Now then, this might seem like a very odd request, but you'll see why we're doing this in a moment. All I want you to do now is to tighten your buttock muscles for a few seconds. Do it now. And relax again. And notice the relaxation just spreading through you. That's good. Let's do it again. One more time. Tense those buns now. And relax. Good, very good. Now, here's the bit where I want you to get really playful with this. it struck me that the two hemispheres of the brain are much like a pair of buttocks. Now, you and I know that the brain isn't a muscle, but if it were, what would it feel like to tense up and then to relax those two hemispheres? Let's try it. Use your imagination and do it now. Tense up. And relax. Now, you can't get this wrong because it's all in your imagination. Let's do it another time. Here we go. And tighten up. And relax. Really pretend that you can feel the two hemispheres just flopping apart like a pair of buttocks inside your skull. It's like they've gone to jelly, completely relaxed. Floppy and wobbly, but cradled safely in your skull as you sit there relaxing deeply now. Now, I doubt you've ever done anything as weird or as silly as that before. And believe me that people find that every time they do this, the effect is more noticeable. They can relax much more deeply when you do this. Now comes the really fun bit of imagination. Think of a quality that you could do with in your life at the moment. For your musical life, it could be concentration, confidence, or stage presence. Or in your relationships, it could be tolerance, patience, or understanding. It can be any quality that you like. Generosity, love, health, the choice is yours. Just take a moment now and choose a quality that you would like. Now, whatever quality you've chosen has been distilled down into a liquid, and it's in a beaker in front of you right now. Just visualize that liquid now. Notice its color, its viscosity, even the smell if you like. Let your imagination show you what this liquid looks like. And you notice that there's a label on the beaker, and it has the quality that you've chosen written there in big bold letters. And in your mind now, you just pick up this beaker, you lift it above your head, and you pour it down in between those two hemispheres of your mind. And you feel it seep right down, filtering into every cell of you, nourishing you completely with this magical quality, and making the changes that you've chosen to make just by using the power of your imagination. And knowing that it's only when you open your eyes that these changes become real for you and help you in the ways that you need to effortlessly become better as you become the new, enhanced you. That's good, the liquid reaching every cell of your body and mind. And as your eyes get ready to open in a moment, you can just let your awareness drift slowly back. Your eyes will decide to open all on their own, only when the enhancements that you've made have become absorbed at the deepest level and are ready to be acted upon. So just gradually reorient yourself to the room and discover when those eyelids decide to open all on their own. and enjoy the changes as they happen in the days, weeks, and months ahead.